5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I mean, that is just the most unbelievable coif I've seen. That they were that deep in the Chargers' end. And, you know, you got the game in the bag. I mean, all they need to do is run it and kick a field goal and win the game. Now, I won't deny I said that I wanted them to score a touchdown. But I'll be honest with you. With as much time as was left on the clock, Carver High, I still think they could have scored a touchdown pounding it. Like, give it to Jacobs. You know, somebody block. And see if the guy's, you know, mega talented, if he can break one or get in the end zone, you know, run it down their throats. But it seemed to me that every time they tried to run it, he got wrapped up by Bosa or hit behind the line of scrimmage. I didn't see any success whatsoever in that running game in this second half. And so I don't agree at all about throwing the ball literally on every play to try to score. They should have run it and or just, you know, kicked a field goal to win it. I mean, they don't care about right. The spread. We do. So, I mean, I thought it was really – that's really bad coaching by John Gruden, if you ask me.
Look, and think about the clock. There was 2:10 left in the half, or in the game, you should say. So, you run the ball with Jacobs up the middle. You try to pick – you know, figure something out. It was second down. He gets stopped. Even if he gains 2 or 3 yards, you're going to the 2-minute warning. You can think about things. You can think about what do we want to do on third down here? Do we maybe run again and you make them use a timeout? Do we go for a shot at the end zone? We're in field goal range. No. Instead, he does this dopey play right before the 2-minute warning, and it ends up in disaster. And now they're probably going to lose. So that's
probably
just how it goes.
They are going to lose.
Well, I mean, they got timeouts here. This look, just remember, these kickers all stink. This guy Badgley, he's already missed one a couple minutes ago. So it's far from over with these moron kickers.
Fair enough. I'll give you that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. God, they had the game won, too. It's just insanity. By the way, in the fourth, it's 92-84 Warriors. Seldom about to play. Now, look, I'll give you numbers if I can get my hands on them. But what I saw in the first half was Curry was just getting open left and right. I mean, the way he moves without the ball is phenomenal. And he was just constantly wide open. But he was bricking threes. I mean, he was missing like everything. But you know, look, I saw it. I saw him shanking shots, and that's just all there is to it. Now, I'm sure when I go look at the box score, he's probably having a huge game, but he's got 29, of course, and he's got 6 of 13. So I saw him miss at least 5 of those 7 that he missed. He's 9 of 23 from the floor. So that, you know, to me, that's not a good night. I mean, he's got 29. You know why? Because he shoots so many shots. That's just all there is to it, and gets to the line. I saw him get to the line. I have to go back to the football game here. I'm watching both games at once. What, they sack Herbert? That's a huge play right there. Well, now it's like a 52-yarder, right? Welcome in our radio affiliates everywhere, north, south, east, west. We're on top of it, and we love that you are, too, getting some of that Sports Grid radio on a Thursday night for All on the Bench style. Sports Grid radio overnights for All on the Bench, Sports Ridge, Bagels and Bad Beach. You get it all. Lunchtime line makers with Brian Blessing in the afternoons, 2 East, 11 West. Sports Grid radio taking over Sirius XM Channel 204, January 7th. We're stoked. Also, we love you in SoCal on Mightier 1090. By the way, you know, like I said, this is my last show for the year. I'm off for Christmas and New Year's. I'll be back that 4th of January, Monday. And then that Thursday, evidently, Carver Hyde keep telling us the 7th. So that week, we'll be going on Sirius XM, Channel 204. So I'm completely stoked for that. And, of course, I worked there for a long time. I love it there. It's a great place, cool people. It's just a lot of fun. So it's going to be great to be on all over the southern hemisphere of the world, all over the globe. You can hear Sirius XM and everywhere else. Our great affiliates, God bless you. We love you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, the whole deal. All right, let's see if this guy, 51-yarder, he's already missed one. I don't think he misses another one, will he?
No, no good.
No. Oh, wait. No good. Oh, he missed it.
No,
no. Oh, he missed it again. Oh, Badgley, he's going to lose his job. He missed it. He shanked another one because he's got no leg. Carver High with the call of the year that he'd miss him. I don't trust these kickers. It looked good, but it just started dying.
I swear, but what the bleep are you doing, dude?
It's the male organ of the month club. Badgley. He's Badgley, all right. Badgley. He Badgley missed it. He barely missed it, Badgley. What a
You cannot trust these kickers. These kickers are all awful. All of them are, except unless you got Justin Tucker, you know, and maybe one or two other guys, you cannot trust them.
Carver High going into the vault there for some of the great old festive for All on the Bench drops. You could feel it right there. I could feel like a surge in the show, like an energy. It was palpable. Let's see Mariota going deep. Threw it over the guy's head 20 yards. Aguilar. Oh, God, the humanity of it all. I need the Raiders to win.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
So they go for it on fourth down. They get the first down, but then they F around with it for like 20 seconds. They couldn't even get their fat asses off the ground. to get up to the line. They finally do with 4 seconds left. He snaps it with 2 seconds left, 1 second left. Then they bring out their kicker. They march him out there to try a 65-yard field goal. They snap it. The guy Cole, the placeholder, drops the ball. Like, what are you doing, bro? What kind of focus do you have that you know your job is simple? All you have to do is put that ball down, catch the snap, put the ball down, let the guy try to kick it. He would have never made a 65-yarder. It looked like the guy was kicking an 80-yarder. But the holder dropped the ball. They never even got the chance. I mean, how do you screw that up? Like, at least let him miss the kick. I mean, the guy couldn't even kick it because the holder dropped the ball. Like, what are you doing, bro?
My goodness, Chilcutt pathetically waved at that one like he just recognized his ex-girlfriend across the bar.
I mean, come on, dude. Jesus. What are you doing, bro? That was awful. So, Carver High, what happens in overtime? What do you think? The Raiders seem like they've gotten awfully lucky in this game tonight. They should have lost it twice.
Yeah, that is very true. Man, these teams are so awful. I could see this one ending in a tie, no?
That they needed one of them score in overtime?
They're both so bad. I think the Raiders will win.
You think the Raiders will win? All right, Warriors up 13 on the Kings with 6 minutes left. And I just wanted to give you an idea of what's going on. Great game tonight in Dallas. The T-Wolves up 128-127 on the Mavericks with 7 seconds left in overtime. My God. So I can't imagine what Doncic did in this game. He's got 20, 0-for-6 from three. It's because he's so fat these days. For the T-Wolves, they got all kinds of guys producing from their bench, and then Towns has 20. As far as Dallas is concerned, Doncic is the leading scorer. 129-127 now with 6.9 seconds left. The Jazz and Clippers are at halftime. Jazz up 10. The Hornets beat the Magic 123-115. Your boy LaMelo Ball had a good game. I think he had 18. How about this guy, Ball? 18 and 5 dimes. He had 4 3-pointers in the game. That's a great game from the kid. Rozier had 20. And you get 18 from him. Bridges had 17. Graham had 18. How about the Hornets with the win over the Magic? Pistons beat the Wizards 97-86. You know what I want to see? I want to see in that game for the Wizards. Westbrook didn't play. They gave him the night off. In a preseason game, they gave him the night off for rest. How many preseason games have they played? 2? He's already resting. Oh, my God. What a wuss. I mean, honestly, I'm playing Saturday and Sunday. You think I rest? I can't even walk on Saturday when I'm done balling for 2 hours and playing against these monsters I play with. And then I turn right around. I can't walk all day. I'm in atrophy. And I turn right around, get out of bed. I play again on Sunday. Like a boss. And I'm double nickels. You'd never know it, though. I'm 55 going on 30 with my game, son. Fill it up. Rockets 128-106 over the Spurs tonight. Let's see if your boy played, Mr. Malcontent. Harden with 20. And 3 threes, 8 of 14 from the floor. They're talking about Harden, by the way, that the trade talks have escalated. There's some conversations going on with the Rockets and other teams, and not just the Sixers or the Nets. I will be shocked if they trade him to the Nets, because what are they going to get? They're not going to get Kyrie or Durant. They're going to trade the rest of the team? Are they going to trade the rest of the team for Harden? And I just can't see Kyrie Irving and Durant liking playing with Harden with the way he's a ball hog. I mean, the guy he's got the ball 100% of the time. He doesn't see anybody. Peaky blinders. Grizzlies beat the Hawks 128-106. And the T-Wolves won that game over Dallas 129-127 in overtime. So I'm having a good night in the NBA, all things being equal. So that's 105-96 now. Warriors, 4.5 left. So what happened to Bosa, Carver High?
They just showed him being taken back to the locker room. He was in the back going down the tunnel to the locker room. So no Bosa out there for this drive by the Raiders, which is huge for them because Bosa obviously has been, you know, he's always a terror anytime that he's on the field.
Yeah, he's had some big plays tonight. So tied up, overtime. Raiders have the ball at the 46 of the Chargers. Is this the first possession of the game? The Raiders got the ball to start the overtime? There's your boy, Jacobs. How many yards do you need for that parlay to hit?
He just picked up 2, so I need 6 more.
Oh, God, 6 yards. That's 6 one yards. Carry. If he just broke one for 7 to 8, 9 yards.
He had a 12-yard carry early in the fourth that got called back on a holding. So 6 yards we need from Jacobs here.
You know, I love seeing these passes from LaMelo Ball. Honestly, the guy just keeps making great dimes. Here he is on a breakaway. I'm watching. Oh, the alley-oop. This guy can flat-out pass. He passes better than his brother. Here's Mariota going deep. Oh, no, he throws another one. Oh, the guy dropped it right in his hands. He should have picked that off. I mean, now he's starting to come back down to earth, your boy Mariota, because he was playing great. Now he's throwing all these dangerous passes that should be picked off. You can't deny. If you know, I think what happened there was is that Hayward dropped it because the receiver, the corner, was right there trying to pick it off as well. And I think it probably, you know, that player coming at his face, right at his face, he had to take his eye off the ball because that's why he dropped it. He couldn't concentrate on the ball when he had a guy coming at him 20 miles an hour, looked like he was going to pile drive him into the ground. So his own man, I think, distracted him on that one. Oh, Mariota, look at Mariota. But that's not the right guy running the ball. Carver High needs Jacobs to run the ball. Carver High only caring about his parlay. Oh, he would have had a huge hole, and he would have got your parlay.
Big.
What's the other end of the? What's the other leg of the parlay?
Well, Waller over yards and Waller touchdown. Those both hit very early for me.
So, did you see this whole thing that Jarvis Landry said that Marcus Peters spit on him the other night? Did you see that?
Really? I did not see that.
Well, he's blamed him for spitting on him, and he called him a coward. And if a beef is what he wants, he's got it. So Landry blasts Marcus Peters, and then Peters says, that's not who I am. I don't do that to people. But apparently they have footage of him luging on him. He gave him a little, a little chunk, a little dabble, do you? So here they are at the 28-yard line of the Chargers. And then, oh, there's your boy Jacobs. Oh, he's got 2 yards. He needs 4 now. Oh, my God. I cannot believe how close you are to that parlay. What?
You can't just bust a little, you know, just give me a 5-yard run right here. I mean, honestly.
It really is. So, allegedly, the Sixers and Rockets talked about Simmons. And then, of course, Maury denies it. Maury says they're not trading Simmons. Like I said, if you're going to trade him to the Nets, you got to get Kyrie Irving. And then if you're not going to do that, you got to get LeVert, Allen, Harris, Dinwiddie. You got to trade your whole team to get him. Here's your boy Jacobs with another big play. Big gain by Jacobs. Too bad he wasn't running the ball. Oh, no. What a disaster.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. Tie game, overtime, 5:20 and rolling left. Raiders have the ball at the 16-yard line of the Chargers. Carver High needs 4 yards from Josh Jacobs to hit a gigantic parlay, but he just can't. There it is. Did you get it? Carver High with the cover. He gets the parlay, the big run for 7, 8, 9 yards. That's it.
Cover,
that's an 11-yard
cover,
gain. That's it.
Cover.
Now you go win the game, right? And then you get us the money line and spread hit. Because they're laying 3 in a hook. They'd win by 6 if they can stuff it in here. You know what I do? Give him the ball again 4 more times. I would no more let him throw the ball than fly a kite the way he's been throwing. The last 10 minutes, he started throwing all these bad passes and pick, you know, possibilities. Here's Jacobs again. Oh, they can't get it. Down to the 3. Oh, Billy. Oh, this is like a better's worst nightmare watching this. It's just a nightmare. They should have lost this game. I don't care what you say. After he threw that pick and the guy went 60 yards and then Mariota tackled him at the 20, I cannot believe that that guy missed that field goal because he missed 2 field goals. And that one was like a 51-yarder. But that big sack was the difference. That huge third down sack was the difference why he missed that field goal. He kicked it left, far left, or, you know, not far left, but just left of the upright. And it didn't have enough leg on it is the bottom line. So I need this guy to score here. I mean, Jacobs again, and he falls down. Oh, no, the humanity of it all. Jesus, they're not going to score.
We do have to remember here, these are the Raiders, all right? You got the Chargers and the Raiders on the field. Now, if they stop them again here, you obviously have to kick. You have to kick at that point, and you're going to give the Chargers the rock.
Chargers are going to call a timeout, but I got to tell you, you know they're not going to score here. He's already fallen down and got 1 yard on the other run. There's no way that guy's getting 3 yards. No way. You know, you got your parlay. That's the last yards he's gaining in this game.
That's
the parlay bet covered. He's not gaining another yard in this game. You know he's not gaining another yard, right?
I'm just glad he had that one big run.
But if you were them, would you pitch the ball to him and let him run outside?
You know, or would you know who I'd give the ball to here? The guy that's had the most success all night. He had that awesome touchdown last time. I let Mariota make a play here.
And let him roll out.
Yeah, and either throw or let him run if he's got it. He's been making great with his legs all night.
I think he should fake throw and run it in like he did the last time. I mean, this guy got his career back on the map tonight with this game he's played. But now it's 3rd and goal from the 5, so he lost 2 yards. They got nothing but problems here. Nothing but problems. Oh, my God. So you're ahead of me now for the first time ever, but I'm not hearing any joy in Mudville. So obviously they didn't score.
I'll wait for you to see the play.
Oh, he threw it away. He got it deflected. Oh, my God, how bad do you suck? They can't. And now, what was the line in this game, 3.5?
It bounced back and forth between 3, 3.5. It was 3.5 most of today, and about, I'd say, an hour before kickoff, Scotty, it was 3 on FanDuel. It went down to 3.
Well, there you go. So they're going to kick a field goal here, and then at best, they win by 3 and push, right? That's it, because... You know, okay, so and now I'll tell you what.
Now you want the next parlay, and this could still win. This could still, or this is a single bet, but this could still win you the Raiders and the spread. I need about 40 yards from Herbert.
Oh, you're going to get 40 yards. 40 yards going all the way down the field.
So give me 40 yards from Herbert here.
So he's got 3 minutes and 18 seconds to either kick a field goal or score a touchdown, correct?
Correct.
And then. Bottom line is the game's going to end. So they either kick a field goal to tie, and the game ends in a tie. Then you don't get the money line. And the game pushes, right? Or no, no, then the Chargers cover.
The Chargers would cover if the game ends in a tie, yes.
Oh, God, I'm going to puke because you know that's what's going to happen. I'm going to puke. But are they going to trust that Badgley to go out again and miss another field goal? They have to send him out.
And let's also remember this. Like, I mean, what does a tie do for Anthony Lynn? Like, what does a tie do for him? Like, if the clock runs down enough here, I think he's going to go for the end zone because he needs to win a game. He's got to try and win football games. What the hell does a tie do for Anthony Lynn, whose job is on the line anyway?
Right.
And he's already watched that dopey kicker miss twice. You can't send him back out on the field. You got to win this game here. Put the ball in the kid's hands and let him go down the field and win it.
What do you think of that Coastal Carolina-Louisiana game getting canceled tonight at this hour because of COVID?
I mean, it sucks. That's one of those games. Now, there's a lot happening this weekend. The game's kind of lost in the shuffle. You've got Notre Dame-Clemson, Florida-Alabama, you know, Ohio State. But that was going to be a really good game. Lafayette's a really tough squad, and that was going to be a fun one. It's unfortunate. Really is. I would have liked to have seen the game.
All right, so the Chargers are going to get the ball at the 25, and we're going to see what Herbert's made of. And, he scares the hell out of me. You need 40 yards. I think you're getting it. Don't you? I mean, that is just unbelievable. It really is. This game, you got to admit, though, even though it's been sloppy and crazy, it's been as, you know, wild as that Ravens-Browns game the other night, don't you think? This is crazy. This game's been as good as that game. This game's
you say it all the time. Better. Two bad teams, and you usually get, in like a primetime game, you usually get some firework.
Oh, God, he almost got sacked, but he threw it away. I don't remember. Was that did that game go to overtime? Or I don't even remember. I just know the Ravens won.
No, it did not. Tucker won it at the end.
Won it at the end. And then, he won it at the end. And then they had the safety. Oh, God. Oh, don't even remind me. Oh, God, the safety. Because I had the Browns to push, and then I lost it on the safety. I want to vomit. Anyway, here he is on 2nd and 10. It's just the craziest thing. I can't even believe that it's going to be this close. That would have been 40 yards right there, but he overthrew the guy, Guyton, by 5 yards. Flag, though. They're going to get a first down.
I mean, the amount of flags that get called on this Raider team, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't be called. Like, they're legitimate penalties. Like, they are awful in the secondary.
You got to
like,
be kidding
just,
me that he
– they just get flagged left and right.
He held them
very early in the route.
He held them the whole way down the field.
But the good thing about that is it's only going to be a 5 yard and an automatic first as opposed to a 30 yard penalty and put him halfway down the field. So
I got to see the last play of this Kansas game. They went down to win the game and your boy blocked the shot. He got a piece. That's what they yell when you're shooting a J. Piece. So the defense knows that you got a piece and to get the loose ball. So. Now they get a first down, and look where they are, 45-yard line. So it's all lining up for this guy. That flag. Oh, no. He throws a bomb. Oh, he's wide open. Oh, game over. He's down to the 2. Can you believe how bad the Raiders are? How bad are the Raiders? How bad is the Raiders' defense? There's your 40 yards. You got that bet, too. That was a 40-yard pass, right? Boom. There's the cover on that bat.
Yeah, he's over 300 now.
Can you believe this guy? Can you believe this defense?
Now let's remember, we just watched the Raiders. Similar situation. Couldn't punch it in because they're the Raiders. Well, the Chargers charger now.
Well, the Chargers charger. They're going to score and win the game is what they're going to do. They're at the 2-yard line, first and goal. This guy's scoring as sure as I'm sitting here. I mean, this is unbelievable. The Raiders call the timeout. But how bad are the Raiders? You knew this guy was going to go down and score. Because their defense is so bad. And guess what? Remember what I talked about on Coast to Coast today and on this show tonight. All they do is allow 30 or more every week. they allow 30 or more every week, and they're going to allow 30. This game's going to end 30-27. because they're going to – can you believe that they – oh, God. They were at the three-yard line, the Raiders, and they couldn't score. And they get a field goal. And Jacobs falls down on a second down. Mariota throws it to a defender, knocks it down. A D lineman knocks down the third down pass. They kick the field goal, and then they let this guy throw two passes, and they're at the two. You know they're going in. I mean, that's just all there is to it. He rolls right. He's going to run it himself. Oh, God. They didn't get it. Oh, God, they threw a late flag again? What's that?
What is that late flag?
That call? What is that phantom call?
That's probably going to be maybe the guy taking a shot at his
face
head.
Mask?
There, maybe.
Where? There's no face mask there.
I think he hit him head to helmet to helmet.
Oh, no, come on. That guy's a runner. You got to be kidding me. At the two-yard line, you're going to call this? They're going to call helmet to helmet? Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. What is that call? That is absolute BS. What is that call? Oh, he definitely led with his head right into his head. You can't even argue it. He led with his head. He tried to kill him with his helmet. Now half the distance to the goal, right? So now they're going to be at the one-yard line.
More importantly is that now it's first down again. So that first play all for nothing, you know. But now they get four more to crack.
Oh, this game's over, dude. They're going in right now. It's over. There's no way they're stopping. The only way this doesn't end well for the Chargers is if they fumble. I mean, this is unbelievable. On first down, they stop them. This is crazy. You know they're going to. I mean, that is the most unbelievable ending to a game. On second down, Herbert jumped over the top, and he got stopped at about the one-foot line and fumbled. And then the Chargers recovered in the end zone, and they called it that a whistle had blown. And so they made him go again, third and goal from the one-foot line, and they stopped Herbert. But as he's going down, he still reached in and got over the line and scored the touchdown. And the Chargers win it 30-27. That is the most unbelievable in overtime. That was the most unbelievable game, ending to the game. And at the end of the day, all you can say is Herbert continues to amaze. I honestly don't fire Anthony Lynn. I think they had all those losses early in the season because a bad luck, all of them like 1 or 2 point games. And then Herbert was a rookie. In those first few weeks, he was definitely a rookie. They threw him in the first week, right? So I think that, you know, he had to learn the hard way, right, and lose some games, and he played great and would just keep coming up short. They blame Anthony Lynn for all those 1 or 2 point losses, close losses in the last minute of the games. But then they fought their way back and won 5 games, and they win this game tonight. They should have lost. They should have won, then they should have lost, then they should have won, and then they did win. They win 30-27 in overtime, and Herbert continues to get it done, and the Raiders suck. John Gruden sucks. That's all there is to it. They don't know how to call a game, the Raiders. He doesn't know what he's doing anymore, if you ask me. And the bottom line is Anthony Lynn got it done. Do you fire Anthony Lynn as he keeps playing really well at the end of the season, Carver High?
I don't know. He's had a real rough year. I mean, I would probably fire him because he's just such an awful in-game coach. I think he was just playing a, you know, about an equal to worst team tonight, maybe. I don't know. But I'd probably get rid of him, to be quite honest, with the year that he's had, even with this win tonight over the Raiders.
I mean, that was unbelievable. The Raiders, oh, God, are they awful. And like I said, I don't know how many times I got to say it, they allowed 30 points again. They allowed 30 points every week. That defense is so bad. How about that bomb? How about the bomb they gave up? I mean, they're at the 45-yard line. This guy throws a bomb down to the 2-yard line, Herbert. I mean, you just cannot give up that play in overtime with 3 minutes left. You just can't do it. And they did do it because that's how bad they are. Their defense is pathetic. How about Gruden? Did you see he came out tonight with an Oakland hat on, Oakland Raiders hat? Like he, and they somebody caught it, and then they told him, and he switched it. Wow, I saw the play where Carr popped his groin. Oh, you just see him pop it, and he was just done. He was limping bad, and then he went to the locker room. Then Mariota comes in, plays the game of his life, and they still lose. Oh, my God. I can't get to Saturday fast enough after the vomit I just had in my mouth watching the Raiders blow that game. Oh, my God. I can't even take it, Carver High, watching that Raider team. I told you today. Did I not say that on Coast to Coast? I said, they're the worst team in the league, you know, with giving up 30 a game. They're going to do it again. They're going to give up 30. I said, they'll lose, but I bet on them. I go, I bet on the Raiders. It's so hard to bet on two crappy teams. And I bet on the Raiders with all their injuries, with all their problems, with all their bad defense, with their average coaching, with their coaching changes. They're firing Gunther, hiring, you know, putting Marinelli in there. Everything about the Raiders, you know what it is? Everything about them spells loss. Everything about them is always the same story. The Raiders suck. They're now 500. And, you know, the way they lost again tonight, I say they lose out. You know what I mean? I just, who are they going to beat when they lose now every week and give up 30 plus every week? It's unbelievable. I mean, look what the Falcons did to them. Look what the Colts did to them. The points they put on them. I mean, you're talking like 90 points and then 120 with this one. It's just unbelievable. I can't even watch that team. They're all yours, Vegas. Enjoy them. The loser Raiders. They fight hard. They're always in it, and then all they do is lose. I told you, Al Davis is turning in his grave. You can't even argue it. So tell me about the Bills snowball fight, and that was pretty cool. And they're going to play in Denver on Saturday. Who knows if it'll be snowing there? Because, I mean, it's snowing everywhere these days. We got a foot of snow here yesterday, Carver High in New York City.
Look, they had a nice, fun little snowball fight up there. It was good to see. All fun with the boys. And now they head out to Denver, where they look to lock up the AFC East. So I'm excited for this game. I'm with you. This is not a walk in the park. You're going to go out to Denver and just blast the Broncos and be done with it. Bronco D is very good, especially up front. Front four is good. And the one way you could see it, you saw the Steelers do it in the first half on Sunday. If you can get a lot of pressure on Allen, that's a way to definitely rattle that team. And then the Bills kind of adjusted and just started throwing those quick passes to Diggs. But if you can get a lot of pressure, that's probably the better way to go than to try to zone him up. And with Chubb and those guys, the Broncos definitely have that.
So going back to the just real quick to Gruden, I was just noticing that I'm not the only one apparently that's questioning his work. You know that since the Super Bowl, he won the Super Bowl 18 years ago. He hasn't won a playoff game since. He's 63-78 in the regular season since winning the Super Bowl and 0-2 in the playoffs. And now in the seasons he's been with them, 4-12. 7-9. Now they're 7-7. And don't tell me they couldn't go 7-9. And you know, let's face it. There's a good point. How many coaches survived three straight years of no playoffs with no questions asked whatsoever about their job status?
Well, when your job status is a 10-year, $100 million contract, that's why you never get talked about when it comes to job status, because you're pretty much unfireable.
They were 12-4 in the season before Davis decided to get rid of Jack Del Rio and put in Gruden. Del Rio had a regular season record of 25-23 in 3 years.
That
Gruden
was
18-27 with three games left, now two left. He's 18-28 now.
That was the year where they were playing outstanding. I think they were like the one seed in the AFC coming down the stretch, and Carr got hurt, and they had to go to Houston and play that wild card game with Matt McGloin as the quarterback. That was an unlucky year for the Raiders because Carr was playing excellent for Del Rio.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Here's this last bomb. I still can't believe that they gave up that bomb. I mean, I just absolutely, I wanted to hurl. The UFC Fight Night card that they have going on for Saturday is down. Two fights have been canceled because of positive COVID tests. It just never ends. It just never ends. I mean, just COVID every day. They've already canceled that Coastal Carolina game with Louisiana. Canceled COVID. It just never stops. By the way, I saw Anthony Edwards giving Luka Doncic problems tonight, all over him with his dribble, his handle.
Really?
Like Doncic was trying to shake him and work him and put all of his moves on him, all of his, you know, between the legs, handle, whiplash, back and forth, step backs. And Anthony Edwards was having none of it. He just was absolutely on him like, you know, stink on dog cable. I mean, honestly, he was all over him, all over him. And he came up big with some big shots in the game, Edwards, the number one pick in the draft. One other thing, do you remember we've been talking ad nauseum all year about Jim Harbaugh and what he's done at Michigan? Will he leave Michigan? Will he go to the NFL? Jim Harbaugh. And then you heard, early this week, they're talking contract extension with Jim Harbaugh in Ann Arbor. And, you know, you never know what to believe. And then he came out and said, I want to be at Michigan for the rest of my career. I'm a Michigan man. I love it here. And then now, did you hear they had this phenomenal recruiting class that we always joke, he's such a great recruiter. He never wins, but he's a great recruiter. But now he's got himself a pickle because he's got one of the top recruiting classes in the country, as usual. That's the funny thing about Michigan. They don't win, but they sure get athletes up there, don't they? They get great high 4- and 5-star football players to go to Michigan. They really do. And then they still don't win. How do you get 5-star players like Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State? They all get 5-star players and they win, right? Do they not win? They all win. Michigan gets them and they lose. It really is unbelievable. I got to wonder if John Gruden would lose like he loses with the Raiders. He'd lose in Ann Arbor if he were the coach of Michigan, because all Jim Harbaugh does is lose. I mean, who didn't beat their ass this year? Seriously, when you think about it, right? Like, everyone beat their ass. Did you think that, weren't they playing, they had a big game this week. Who was it? Iowa? They were playing in Iowa.
They were supposed to.
In Iowa City. And they were getting 2 touchdowns. Did you think that they would have got their ass beat by Iowa in Iowa City? Or do you think they would have covered 14? Because they haven't played in a month.
I think that they would have got their ass beat by Iowa. That's what I think would have happened. They stink. I mean, let's be fair. He better have some good recruiting class coming in, because he needs help.
Who surprised you more that they stunk this year, Penn State or Michigan?
Penn State.
That Penn you State were more shot, surprised.
I think I was surprised at both. I think the thing about Penn State was they were so bad. Like, what'd they lose, their first 5 games?
Yeah.
And they lost to teams like, you know, Maryland. You know, it's just like they lost to some, you know, bad teams.
They're playing Illinois on Saturday in Happy Valley. I'll bet they beat the crap out of Illinois. Illinois fired Lovie Smith. They don't even have a coach. And I bet Penn State rakes them on Saturday. It's 15.5. I bet they beat them by 25.
Yeah, I think that'll be one where Penn State puts a whooping on them. They beat Michigan State last week. Penn State's, I guess, going to, you know, finish strong, as they say, and they'll put a hammering on Illinois, who's just a joke.
Here's John Gruden after the game. They got a 4.5% chance to reach the playoffs after bending over at the hands of the Chargers tonight in Vegas in their new stadium. He looks really thrilled with going to the postgame presser. He's got a scowl on his face like nobody's business, because he knows it's over. They're done. They're finished.
Yeah.
7-7. They're finished.
You're going to have to watch them again in primetime next week. They have the Saturday night game against Miami, which was supposed to be a big game, as you thought both teams would be in the playoff race, but I guess not anymore.
Miami will beat their ass. The Raiders are going to mail it in now. Now that it's over, once they get forked, they're done. I mean, it's done. They're just a cold piece of beef now. Just forget it. Now, there's all these other games. They canceled the Michigan State-Maryland game. Stanford and UCLA. UCLA's laying 7 in that one. I hope they play all these other championship games. We'll come back and wrap it up.
All right.
All right, so Merry Pharrellmas and Happy New Year to everybody, all the fans everywhere and listeners. Great. All of our affiliates, great job. Don't forget, January 7th, we'll start up on Sports Grid Radio Network on Sirius XM, Channel 204. Just everybody have a fantastic Christmas and New Year's, and I'll see you again January 4th, hopefully. No problem there. I'm just going to ball for a couple weeks and then get back to grinding and doing the show every single night. Like once this vacation's over, although I do have one in January based on just I have to take it. It is what it is. I started at the end of January a year ago, so it's like the last week, the same last week that I started on last year I'll have off. But other than that week, I'm going to go from that point all the way, so that would be like, you know, February to Christ Halloween, basically. That's what I do. Like, I know there's all these people telling me you need to take a vacation in the summer, you need to do it in the spring or summer like everyone else. Yeah, I don't like care what you think. I don't do things that you want me to do and take vacations when you want me to take them, and don't take off now. It's not allowed. Like, I don't follow all that. I really don't. I'm not even a D about it. It is what it is. I take off. Like, you know, I would no more want to be here in New York right now in this crappy weather that we live in with a foot of snow I got yesterday than fly a kite. I'd rather be in surfing in San Diego. I'd rather be in the Caribbean. I mean, honest to God. There's a lot of other games, A&M and Tennessee. Tennessee going to get their ass beat. I like Florida State to upset Wake, believe it or not. I think I took Florida State. I could be wrong. I could have sworn I took them. Maybe I didn't. I took Wake to win, Florida State to cover the spread. I split that. All my picks are at PharrellonBench.com. Also, Utah and Washington State. I'm pretty sure I'm on Utah there, and I laid the 10.5. I like Army over Air Force. Yeah, I can't even see that LSU. I got LSU in that game against Ole Miss. All right, Merry Pharrellmas, everybody. Carver High, great job. I love you guys. Peace.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.